You see them more and more often: live webinars, a virtual presentation for an online audience. This new form of presenting requires a different presentation style than we are used to. Otto Wijnen tells us how to handle this. Hi Otto, welcome back to our studio. Today we are going to talk about webinars. Maybe you're not the biggest expert on the matter.
Definitely not.
But you are experimenting with that.
Yes, and I'm an expert on presenting, so
okay,
gives me some credit.
Okay, fine. But while experimenting with webinars, what did you learn?
First of all, I think that the tool, a webinar, the technology behind it, is great. We live in a day and age where you and I, every individual, every consumer has the opportunity to make a live broadcasting worldwide. That's incredible. It's insane. It's unthinkable if you think of it a decade and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So, and it gives incredible marketing power, because it gives you a chance to start a relationship with someone you don't know yet, but you get to be very personal. It's live. It's interactive, and it's cheap. It's well, there are hardly any costs. So it's a magnificent tool, and strangely enough, if you look at most webinars, they're often quite boring. And so I started to experiment with it to see what is possible, but what are the limitations of the tool. And I strongly advise others not to do what I've done, because I lost myself in technology. I thought there had to be multiple cameras and a mixer in between, and a wireless transmission, wireless mic, etc. And that took me away from where it's
from
the essence, namely to have a good content which is valuable and interesting for the audience.
Even with an iPhone, you can make great videos.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just start with an ordinary iPhone, like you say, and just do your thing and focus on your content and start building a relationship.
But then again, maybe some basics should be right. I think about lights,
of
audio.
Course. Yeah. That's one thing. I've looked at many other webinars, and what I see is that the amount of time spent on preparation is, well, you don't get to see that in the image. And you see that in lighting, in background, but also in sound. Why don't people just invest in an ordinary big microphone? Nowadays for 70, 80 euros available. Invest in good lighting. Take some time to, for instance, there are some basics that you need to know about video. Make a nice composition of the image. So if you just do that, then you're already ahead of many others. And then if your content is good, if your structure is good, if you thought about it, how you can interact at most, then you're even way ahead.
But you, as a presentation expert, if you look at a webinar or a traditional presentation, what are the differences in presenting for an online audience versus a classic audience?
Yeah, it depends. Mostly, a live presentation is the ultimate way to involve people, to touch people emotionally. Because you are there, you have your presence there, you can really reach out and tell an emotional story. Most webinars are not don't have that intention. They have the intention to just be informational. It's more like a lesson.
Yeah, share some knowledge on a subject or
exactly.
something like that.
So therefore, that's the major difference in my eyes. So prepare a webinar like you prepare a lesson, and there's some psychology involved how to do that at most, and that's not my specialty.
Okay, no problem at all. What do you do with for example slides? Can you use it in a webinar, or how should you use it?
Yeah, slides are a great way to compress information and make it available for people on screen. If you look at an ordinary webinar, it's mostly someone who does an introduction in front of the camera and then starts up his slideshow. Then for instance, and then ends with, "Okay, this was my webinar. Hope you like to see you soon." That's the normal structure of a webinar. I don't know if that's the best you can do. I'm trying to change that by have more camera time and just use the slides when it's necessary, when I want to show something visually. I don't know. This is something to for researchers to find out what is the optimal structure of a webinar. Mm-hmm. I think it's a communication between two people, and me as a viewer want to see the people, the one I'm communicating with, and mm-hmm. just a picture in picture is a bit too small for me. I don't get to see emotion.
Yeah, but maybe then a multicam could be a solution where you can switch between.
Could be.
But yeah. Then again, you need a crew.
Then you need a crew, and it takes you out of focus, takes you out of the flow. So,
what about interaction? How do you do that?
The interaction is, of course, the main, the best feature of a webinar. You get to interact with people. You can ask questions. You can do a poll. I often see people not being interactive at all, which makes it just a broadcast and not a webinar.
Yeah, and if you do a broadcast, you can better record it up front.
Absolutely.
And then edit like we do it here, nicely and then send it out. Yeah, exactly. just like you do.
Yeah. So if you do a webinar, please interact. So ask questions and adjust your content accordingly. If they are most interested in cats, then don't talk about dogs and vice versa. So it takes a lot from you as a webinar presenter because you have to adjust. Yeah,
can you do that at the same time and present and look at the feedback coming in?
Yeah, that's tough. That's something you have to grow into, I guess. And of course, it's easy when you have someone in the back who does the chat, who reads them and hands you on paper something that's really important. That helps. One thing we haven't spoke about yet is how you get to keep it fresh for the people who are watching. Mm-hmm. Because especially when you're just showing slides and you have this picture in picture, then it's the thing people, they're watching the screen, the bullet points, and they're not watching you. So the thing that where you communicate with is your voice. Mm-hmm. And what I often hear is that the voice, especially as men, is getting lower and we want to be
because you're sitting in your chair.
You're sitting in your chair, and it's a Sunday afternoon, and of course, which makes it very boring. So, if you do a webinar, please give attention to your voice. Mm-hmm. Make it sparkle. Prepare yourself beforehand. Do some exercises. You can find any exercises online how to do that. So,
or follow a webinar on the subject.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do a webinar on voice. Thank you so much. Good idea. Okay. I think a webinar is a great tool for any entrepreneur, any freelancer. It's a fantastic marketing tool. And keep in mind to have your lighting, to have good lighting, good sound, have your structure ready, and prepare your interaction. I think then you have a fantastic tool to share knowledge.
Okay, Otto, let's try that. Thank you very much for coming over.
Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.